Well, here we are heading up into the middle part of the year, and it's a good time to sort of look forwards and back. You know, June, July, August, fantastic months for not just maxing out the barbecue, but seeing where you've come from since the beginning of the year. You might have had some New Year's resolutions, you know. Have you kept them? Have they done anything for you? And you might be looking towards the autumn, which is often a very busy and productive time of the year. Now, when I was younger, I used to spend hours and hours and hours listening to motivational gurus on audio. And one of the main themes was that you will always succeed in life if you take on board the attitude of going the extra mile. So you don't just do the thing, you do the thing and a little bit extra. It's the concept of the baker's dozen. You know, you ask for a dozen buns and you get 13. Just that little bit extra. It doesn't cost much more, but it does you a world of good, because for a start, it shows that you're not a niggardly person. You're not trying to get more than you give. That's very, very fundamental, important attitude in life, because it tells everyone everything they need to know about your character. You're either someone who's always clawing away, trying to get more than you're worth, or you're trying to be more worth more than you give, you know. Now, whether over the years I can honestly say that application of that fundamental has done me a power of good or not, I can't really say, but it is the underpinning motivation of my character and personality. Always give more. Don't even do things for payment, just do them because it's a job well done or it's a beautiful thing, you know. And I think I get the impression that the people that meet up with me do appreciate the fact that I always give. I'm not chasing the clock. I'm not saying, oh, we've been out 2 hours, I need to get home. Or, you know, I've always got plenty to give and more to give. So I think, if absolutely nothing else, it is a very rational decision to always give more than you get. Go the extra mile, you know, help someone out a little bit more than they asked. And, you know, one of the other things that was very prominent was the idea that you probably hate your job, but take the next 30 days to pretend that you really love your job, and even, you know, you're gunning to be the next owner of the division or the company. And imagine what you would do in that scenario and start putting some of those things into action. So this was very much a concept of people who were basically 9 to 5-ing, and they had to go to work, but they didn't really, pull their weight when they were at work. They just turn up and go home again. But the idea was just for 30 days, imagine that you absolutely love the work that you do and try and get all the goodness you can out of it and give a lot more into it. And the idea was that it could revolutionize your life. And it wasn't just about your work, but it was about your home life as well. You know, how could you make life more exciting for the person that you're living with and all that sort of thing. It's kind of water off a duck's back for me, because I don't live with anyone and I don't go to work. But it was a beautiful, beautiful concept. So the idea of both of them is that, you know, your life is like a canvas, and you can just daub it with a certain amount of paint, or you can really take the effort to go around and just pop those white spots in here and there, which make all the difference and create a masterpiece. So I think the fundamental thing here is that although you seem to have a very ordinary life, with a little bit more application, you can create a masterpiece out of the ordinariness of your everyday. But what I'm always asking people to consider is, why do you do an every day? What has sunk you into the situation of doing this every day, this not very interesting thing that you do? And so my suggestion would be for the next 2 weeks, take some paper, and at the end of each day, and possibly the very beginning of each day, because sometimes you have your best ideas as you wake up, just write down anything comes to mind. Ideas about what you wanted to be when you were a kid. So maybe you've gone into the NHS, but when you were a student, you wanted to be a chef. Write it down. George Eliot used to say it's never too late to become whatever it is you want to be. And in general, just following your heart's desire, your dream, that's really the way forwards in life, because sometimes you really do hit the big money because it's your passion. But in any case, even if you're still on the dribs and drabs, at least each day you're waking up knowing that you're going to fulfill your desire to do what you want to do. Because there is no point, is there? If time in your life is a ticking clock and it's going downhill to an 11th hour, what would be the point in wasting any of it doing stuff for somebody else, somebody that doesn't follow your dreams, someone that just considers you to be a job swerve, someone that just doesn't really care? You want to be out there if you can, doing your thing for yourself. You may or may not, extend any influence to the rest of the world, but at least you're creating a pattern which is you. So when you 9 to 5, you get up when you don't want to, you dress in what you don't want to, you go where you don't want to, and you work with who you don't want to. Some people say to me, "Oh, I have a lovely 9 to 5." It's still a 9 to 5. You're a slave. It doesn't matter whether you like being a slave or not. You're a slave. If you are an employee, you're under contract law, which is running along the lines of the old Babylonian slavery. There's a reason why they call it a wage slave. Why would you be a slave just to get a wage? Just sit down and think for a minute. What is so essential about your wage? And write down the top 5 priorities where you would actually die if you didn't pay out the money for whatever it was. There isn't anything, is there? You're just subjecting yourself. And then imagine if you didn't have to pay any of those things and you had a different scenario, your life could be very different. Life is fundamentally a choice. You're a thinking being. You're able to make choices. You made the choice to go into the work that you do, whatever it is. And I'm suggesting that you now capitalize on your choice, your power of choice. Use your willpower, use your sense, use your dreams, and maneuver yourself into a situation that you like better. It's always better to have less money but do more of what you want to do. Okay, that's an absolute, because ultimately, it's your health that's at stake, and your wealth is only as good as your health. You don't want to be getting any ulcers because you're chasing someone else's dreams, and this happens all too frequently in life. It's very important to follow your own dreams. And if not now, when? And what kind of a timeline are you working on? I would like to suggest that you can live forever, but you don't know that for certain. None of us do. So it's a good idea to jump ship as soon as you possibly can and start on a new project, which is what you want to do. Don't ever let the money put you off. Don't worry about the mortgage. Let it take care of itself. Okay, the worst comes to the worst, you end up living somewhere else. What is going to be so bad about that? You could live in an old clapped out caravan in a field and you'll be the happiest you've ever been in your life. Just trust me on this one, because you wake up early with the sun, you open the door, you put your feet out, they're bare feet, onto the grass. And you're at one with nature. You're surrounded with birdsong, crickets, frogs croaking. you're going to be absolutely happy, like you never were when you paid a mortgage on a house with pavements surrounding you, which you're subject, to pneumatic drills. I mean, there's nothing worse, is there, than having a day off at home and someone comes along with a pneumatic drill. It used to happen to me, and I thought to myself, what I need to do is I need to get away from the world of pavements. Because if you haven't got any pavements, you won't have any pneumatic drills. That's very, very simple cause and effect. So, what I want to recommend today is think about how you can, in every area of your life, just go the extra mile and then ask yourself why you wouldn't. And if you really wouldn't, that's probably a place where you don't want to be, okay? Remember that you have one life. It is possible you can live forever, but just in case you don't, you're on a kind of truncated timeline and you really don't want to be spending any of that precious, precious time that you won't get back doing stuff you don't want in a place you don't want, wearing stuff you don't want at a time you don't want, with people you don't want. You'd be much better living in a clapped-out caravan in a field in the middle of nowhere. You really would. You might not agree with me, but when you've tried it, you will never, never go back. You'll never go back to the rat race, the 9 to 5, chasing the mortgage. Never. Because you'll suddenly realise you're a child of nature. All you need is the birdsong around you. You definitely don't want any pavements. You don't want any pneumatic drills. You don't want any council tax if you can help it. Just get out there and try it. Try it and see what you can do. Most people are tied to whatever makes them unhappy because of other people. What's the worst thing that can happen if you ditched all of your family? Nothing. The best thing that could happen was you just go and get a new family that don't expect you to tie yourself to the pneumatic drills, the pavements, and the 9 to 5. The reality is that you need to start looking at your bottom line because the Illuminati capitalize on the fact that you never, never look at or consider your bottom line. Where, how far are you prepared to go? They're hoping that you don't want to lose the nice little lady indoors, who does the nice steak and kidney pies and puts the slippers out. Everything's so comfortable because you're paying the mortgage. But imagine if you just said, feck it, dropped the whole lot and didn't bother with the mortgage and just lived in a, wait for it, clapped out caravan in the middle of nowhere. For a short time, your life would seem like a disaster because your friends would all be calling you a loser. But the reality is you'd plug into nature. And the reality is you don't actually need or want anything more than that. Now, you can call me a flat earther if you want. That's fine, because it is flat. Call me what you like. But the reality is, if you're paying a night, if you're paying the price of a 9 to 5 and, harnessing a mortgage, you are bought lock, stock, and barrel by the Illuminati. You're where they want you to be. You're in a place of can't move, you cannot maneuver. Once you get rid of that, you become totally self-empowered. That's no bad thing because for the first time in your life, you're going to decide you can be you, you can do what you want, you're free. And until you've experienced freedom, where you don't have to get up every day for somebody else, that's freedom. Until you've experienced that, you don't really know what's what, to be fair. You could call me a flat earther, but it is flat. But, the fact is, I never go to work before, say, absolute earliest ever is 11:30 in the morning. Because I don't want to get up early for somebody else. I'm not at my best in the morning. Most of the time, I go to work at about absolute earliest 2:30 in the afternoon. That's fine by me. It's given me time to wiggle my toes, have a foot bath, go for a walk, think my own thoughts. How far are you from that reality? Sure, you're not going to get the big fat pension, but at the rate you're going, are you even going to be around to get the big fat pension?